Okay, now it's doing something. Anyway, we're on Daf Lavavaraf Halacha Gimel Matnisin Anechba. This is a case of somebody who was damaged by his friend in some type of fight. Ketzad, how they testify concerning this? Ketzad. I've mispunctuated that. Ketzad, how does it work? If they testify that you entered into the ring, into the arena, into the fight, whole, and you came out damaged, Omar Lo, and the person who was damaged says to the other fellow, Chavalta bi, you damaged me, you wounded me. Vomer, and the other fellow says, Lo Chavalti, I didn't wound you. Hareis and Ishba Venoito, the person who sustained the wounds, takes a shvua and takes the damages. Rabbi says, consistent with the sheet that we had last night, there's got to be a moed mikzah scenario. Ketzad, how's a moed mikzah scenario? Right, a partial concession. Amru chavata mishnayim. He says the wounded party says you damaged me to the tune of two. V'umer lo chavata echad. The other guy says I only damaged you to the tune of one. Might be one wound. $1 wound, whatever. So that's you're going to mix us in order to be a shvua, in order for shvua to kick in. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda would call chavte, beating each other up, calls manchin choychin zebeze. This is as long as they're hitting each other, right, that they're in terms of hitting each other, and one came out to be damaged. Hareis and nishba v'noitel. In that case, let's take a shvua, because we don't know exactly what went on. You know, in the Havdil, in the cartoons, so when they start hitting each other, there's smoke, so you can't tell who's hitting who, right? So too, we don't know exactly who's hitting who. So therefore, we need a shvua in order for the victim to prove that he didn't damage himself, but whether it was one of the other guys, take a shvua.
And obviously, they're known witnesses, so even if there are witnesses,
they didn't pay attention to the specific detail, right? They couldn't tell. Well, it was surrounded by that smoke. Okay, so he had nashuk, however, if he was bit, in a place where he can't bite himself, so he was bitten in the back, so it would have been a pretty neat trip, but a trick. For him to extend his head all the way back to the back of his head, the back of it to his back, and bite himself. So then, no to blow shvur. Then he can take without a shvur because we assume that the other guy inflicted the wound. Okay? Lachar zman, if after some time, zomer chavalti biv zomer lo chavalti, if after time has elapsed, one guy says that you wounded me, the other guy says I did not wound you, hareiz kshar tainis, like any other taina, meaning that a shvur is insufficient. Okay, and the shvua is only sufficient immediately after the battle, just like we had before by employee and employer. They gave him their money shortly in the short term, so too it's got to be short term. It doesn't discuss what's short term, what's long term. I don't know
when the bruises heal.
What the shvua may be, I don't know if that's true though. You look at the Bamudi Yerushalayim on the bottom. He says that as long as they're in a feud, we still may not pay each other. In other words, if they are not fighting, but they're feuding.
That could go on for years.
It could go on for you, 3 years, right?
Okay.
All right. Says the Gemara Lochadal. So we're shifting gears somewhat. If the other guy is suspect on a shvua, then you make, in other words, the guy who's supposed to take the shvua is suspect, then you make the other fellow take the shvua. Ketzad, well, how does this work? Echad shvua, say this is true about a shvua concerning testimony of Echad shvua, because shvua concerning, and so I have to give him for safekeeping, but I feel a shvua shav, even a shvua shav. I'm not even sure shvua shav applies to this. I didn't even pay attention to this. Obviously, Pnei Moshe is bothered too because he has this long discussion of this. He says, but I don't know exactly what it means. I'm not sure. I'm not sure I was full of Shavas to Chashur. But in any event,
we should know, shouldn't we?
What's the definition of
Shav
again?
Achalti, lo achalti. I ate, I didn't eat. So what does it mean, Chashur Shavua? Oh, I think it means like this. No, it's like this, right? I misunderstood the Mishnah. This is talking about who's suspect to lie in court. Some is suspect on Shavuos Eidus, and Shavuos Begon, even if he's suspect on Shavuos Shav, he's still Chav, which is not a court-related matter, right? Shavuos Shav is only between him and God. It's not between him and other men. He's still suspect that he's going to lie in court. So people who have lied in any of these Shavuos before are suspect to lie again, and therefore you can't rely on them. Even if their previous lie only concerns Shavuos Shav, they're still suspect to lie next time they come to court.
Of course, we're talking about the next time, but not the
Shavuos. Right. Not the time the Shavuos Shav. That obviously was not the case. There's no such thing as the choshen, the person choshen Shavuos Shav, the other guy taking the Shavuos Shav. Shavuos Shav is not between two people, it's between you and God. So therefore, it's talking about a case where you're a choshen Shavuos Shav, and later on you can't, basin doesn't administer to you a Shavuos. Okay, says the Gemara, if one of them was a dice player, Malva Bribis, so when he was alone, it was a usurer. Mafricha Yoyonim, somebody who flies pigeons. Vesarcha Shvitz, and somebody who trades in Shemitah fruit. Shek Negdo Nishba Venoito, then the other guy takes the Shvuah and takes his money after having the Shvuah. Hayashnim Chashvim, both of them were suspect. Chazle Shvuah Limkoimo, the Shvuah goes back to its initial place. What that means is one is going to discuss, Divir Rabbi Yesi. And Mayor says, Yachloko, they divide it up since nobody can take the Shvuah. Okay, it says Gemara further. Alien, absolutely. Most of the
sounds like Sumchus.
Nah, it's true. It sounds like Sumchus. I don't know if it's hard to say identical to Sumchus, but it would make sense. The Rebbe and Sumchus are the same opinion since her mayor was Sumchus was Rebbe. Okay, so it would not. So I would not automatically dispute your assertion. Okay, alien, absolutely. These are people who are apostles who are rejected from making shvuah. Masachi b'kuvya, what's that? Zemasachi pispisin. Pispisin seems to be actually a type, not so much of dice, but of domino. That's the same idea, because the more immediately says, Echon masachi pispisin, who plays with these dice or domino, Vechon masachi b'klafim, plays with cards, and gozim, nuts, rimonim, pomegranates, and Lola may come in to do so. We don't accept his testimony. Achi shaver pispisov until he breaks his dice or his dominoes, he bodek and his check. Yachzer mechazar when he totally reneges on his previous practices. Amava brivis so he loans money interest. So we do not accept him. Achi ikosh toloisov until he rips up his documents. Vibodek and be checked. Vyachzer ben chazar gemara and reneg completely. Umafricha yoinim those who fly pigeons. Mamre either means that they goad them on, or it means that they bet on them. So anyway, he goes the bets, really both are true. He goes the pigeon and the bets on them. It's true about pigeons. For any other animal or bird. So we do not accept the guy back. He shoves a kibigim over until he breaks the paddles, which he uses to induce them to fly. He bought it and checked out. He asks because our money is totally negged. So Rishvis, those who trade in Shemitah fruit, Zetagar Shvis, that's a tradesman who trades in Shemitah fruit. Ezetagar Shvis, what's a tradesman who trades in Shemitah fruit? Yashiv Loko Shnei Shvis, if he says that all the years of Shemitah, of Shvis, Hitchil Noisiv and Noisiv and Repeo Shvis, and only in Shemitah began to deal with Shemitah fruit. So we do not accept him back into the fold. Hachadagia Shmita Sacheres until another Shmita comes. Vibodek and it's checked. Vyachzor Chazor Gmur. So 7 years he's in abeyance and he can't really be an aide or take a shvu and all that kind of stuff because of his lousy practices during Shmita. Time Rabbi Yisya Meshnei Shvios. He needs a Chazokah. Chazok established at least in two Shvios. He's got to go two Shmitas.
14 years,
yeah.
Well,
2 years,
that sounds like a
sheet
of Rebbe.
Okay. We're probably not Mahmi to make away 21 years. Okay. That's a Chazak of Mishnah 2.
What if he agrees with Hetzer Machia?
Then we make him wait talking 21 years, obviously. Okay, says more writer. Rabbi Nechemiah, does anybody realize in the head of the Nechemiah? I think it's totally out of style. It's gone out the window. Their lines are out of the window. Yeah, even they discourage it nowadays.
They do?
Yeah. Use the head of the Nechemiah to Shemitah. Okay. Tanya, Rabbi Nechemiah, Chazor is Mom, and Lo Chazor is Sparim. Nechemiah says it's reneging on money, not reneging on words. Okay, in other words, you know, this Spindel principle in the reverse, that if you want to show you really did tshuva, it's got to affect your bottom line. Not just words. Not just nice words and promises. But rather, Shamar Lohem, he said to the people, Holochem Masayim Zuz, here's $200, v'chukhalkeim l'anim, and distribute them to the anim, shenichkinasti repairs aver, because this is the money I gather from fruits of sin. So therefore, he's got to give up money equivalent to the wages of sin which he earned. Okay, right. Osiv aleim haroim, they added on shepherds, chamsonim, these are people who commit acts of, compelling people to sell to them, v'gazlonim and thieves, v'chol chashuv imamon, anybody suspected money, edus potato zay, this is bottle. Specifically, people who shepherd small animals, which are more prone to steal. Ravuna Maravuna said, "Mat nisa mafricha yonim." It seems who is the author of this price about mafricha yonim? Rabbi Lezer, must say Rabbi Lezer. The tznan we learned over there really should be the tznina tamar because the brisa. And there's a critical part of this brisa missing, which makes it more totally ununderstandable here. But it's in the parallel Gemara Rosh Hashanah. It should say. The Tznina Tamon instead of the Tanan, they would say Shnayim. We learned two things b'shem Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Lezer. One was Yetzehi Isha, it could be a year shows off. One is that woman on Shabbos could wear a special ornate piece of jewelry called the City of Gold, right? And the other is, the other thing we learned, it's called Eidushena Isha Ksheru, sorry, the other thing we learned it out from is Mafricha Yonim. That people who fly, who race the pigeons are posleitos. So it seems Rabbi Lezer is the author of this statement that all these guys are posleitos. Says the Gemara, "Amar Rav Mona, Rav Mona, Kavi Rabbi Yosi." Rav Mona said of Rabbi Yosi, "Von mi adot." Should we also derive from this Sanhedrin, Rabbi Lezer? And all Masechta Sanhedrin, not all Masechta Sanhedrin, but the Baris Masechta Sanhedrin discusses posleitos. People are about to say that it's only according to Rabbi Lezer, according to Rabbi Lezer, all these guys are kosher, v'yosher. Is that the upshot of this? So it says, Maram Lezer said, Divra Kol Yocha. No. Everybody agrees it's always true over here. Meaning that that by Edus Mammon, they're all apostles. Rather, Rabbi Yosi, as Rabbi Yosi said, Yoidim Hayu. Rabbanan also concede on this matter. She apostle made this moment. All these guys are apostle from monetary testimony. Umabo Hayid. What's Rabbi Lezer going to testify? Which Rabbanan argue about? So El Kashesh apostle made this moment. Rabbono, just like the guy is possible from monetary testimony, Kach possible made us no fashos, so too he cannot testify in capital crimes, Vede Chodesh Kedet in the fashos, and also not in the Rosh Chodesh issues, which like it did in the fashos. In which they hold that a possible mammon is possible for all things, even more severe eduyos, such as Edus the fashos, capital crimes, and Edus a Chodesh, which is similar to a capital crime. So it says the Gemara. The Tznina Tamon. Now, it's a little bit difficult what exactly this means, but I would like to say, and when we learned Rosh Hashanah, I touched up something else, at least from what it says on the side of my Gemara. But now I would like to say the following shot, that we want to bring a proof to what extent Rabbi Lezer is Machmir. Now, that means there are two ways in which you can be Machmir. One way to be Machmir is to say that the Edus is no good, even by the most severe cases, which an aid normally be loath to lie about, right? Right. An aid might be not so loath to lie about money, but it's going to be very loath to lie about capital punishment and about the Eidus HaChodesh. So Reb Meir perhaps said Lezer is Machmir because he's Machmir and says the Eid is Choshen to lie even in those severe cases. On the other hand, it's possible to say that the exact opposite, that a case where the testimony is particularly that the Chiddush should be to say Reb Lezer is Machmir, even in a case where the Eid is particularly light. In other words, lighter standards are applied. And even there, Reb Lezer says you don't accept these, this Mafriche Yoinim, etc. Would it be a lighter case where normal standards don't usually apply? What kind of basis is normal standards don't usually apply? Come on, you all know. No, of course the regular standards. Right, Yevamos. Death of a husband, right? There you don't need regular. So if Reb Lez is Machmir, what's he going to say about Eidus Isha? That who's not, that all these guys are not good for Eidus Isha, right? They're all these guys, and that's what he says here. He says, "Mataniya Tamar, call Eidus She'ena Isha Ksheira La, any testimony which a woman is not kosher for, Af Hein Einan Ksheirim La, they're also not kosher." And Reb Lez holds that women are not kosher for Eidus Isha. I don't remember the shita, but the Mefarshim bring it down here. Reb Lezer holds that women can't testify that a husband is dead. So a lot, what Eid Echad is believed, but not a woman. So too, he believes that these psulim are not believed either. So says, so that would seem to be Matnisa, who learned this? No, it could even be Rabbanon. It could even be Rabbanon. Matnisa Rabbanon. How so? Rabbanon and Reb Lezer are lay plea loving. Rabbanon agree with Reb Lezer and argue with him agree with Reb Lezer in one manner and argue with him in another matter. They agree with him that for Eidus Isha this guy is not kosher. They disagree with him that they offer Eidus Chodesh and Eidus Nefashos, the guy is kosher. And it makes sense to make that distinction, right? Because the saying is that the guy who's kosher to lie in something easier is kosher to lie in something harder, right? But we're saying that the same guy is not suspect to lie in a case where we relax the standards of evidence anyway. Case where stringent standards of evidence are necessary. And he's lied in the past, so we assume he's going to lie in the future. Or, you know, he has some check or pass, assume he's going to lie in the future. In a case, however, where inherently we're more lenient, so then we'll let him testify nevertheless. Let's say Rabbanon agree that we borrow from capital and calendar issues, but we do allow him to sit on to testify on Eidus Isha issues. Do you see what I'm saying? You seem to be drawing a blank.
No.
Rabbi Lezer doesn't allow this gambler to testify in anything. Not the standard baseline of monetary testimony. Not the more severe area of capital crime and Kiddush HaChodesh. Not the more lenient area of Eidus Isha. Rabbanon agree with him about the more lean. Which one do they agree about him? They agree with, no. They agree with him about the more lenient issue of Eidus Isha. That we won't be lenient with this guy. Even though we accept Eid Echad, but it's got to be legitimate Echad. Not a woman and not a Choshut, not a gambler, right? But they disagree with Rabbi Lezer about more severe areas of Eidus, about capital crime and Kiddush HaChodesh. In that case, we say, they say we do believe the gambler. Why? Because not brazen enough to lie in those more severe areas. Right. That's what it boils down to. That's all Gemara says. Okay. So it says the Gemara. Again, Rabbanika, Lezer Marila, one case say Pascha, Lezer, Pleila, another case to argue with him. Rabbanika B'Shem Rab Yoina said, Rabbanika name Rab Yoina said, Kulun. You know what? The entire Gemara Sanhedrin. He talks about passing all these kinds of gamblers, etc. He says, "Cool, Rabbi Lezer Asyon. Everything is like Rabbi Lezer. No, it's Chachamim all gamblers. All these guys are okay. The truth is, Rabbi Yehuda says, although we don't bring it down here, Rabbi Yehuda says in Sanhedrin, in the Mishnah there, says all these guys are kosher eders, we'll only pass them if they have no other parnas except these, because then they're not involved in Yeshuva or Shalola. Right? So it could be the Rabbi Enochami, the Tanakama, who holds it that they're possible in any of the circumstances, the gambler et al. He's talking about, he holds specifically like Rabbi Lezer, that we pass them under any circumstances, and Tanakam or then Rabbi Chachamim might argue with that. Make sense?
I thought in Sanhedrin it was a general statement in the Mishnah that Masach it could be possible.
Rabbi Yehuda argues. So, Amen, Rabbanu called some variation of the Rabbi Yehuda that is not necessarily as possible unless it becomes a low life besides the gamble. Okay? Now, if you go through downtown Detroit, like I did yesterday, not 2 days ago, there are casinos in downtown Detroit. Yeah.
Well, Daly wants it in Chicago.
No, there's no riverboats, no nothing. Just in Detroit, they have casinos. Beside. Okay. I mean, there's no covenant being in Detroit anyway, so it's, anyway. Says a lot further. Seeing that the machlokes and we have here, Chin Reb Lezer and Rabbanan, go up to like the five machlokes. Itai we learned eight zoyim, possum, mikapa, possum, kadusha, betoyla. And eight zoyim is possible to testify in any way, shape, or form in any testimony concerning the toyla.
Once an aid has become an aid
zomim
for the future, then.
Correct. Dibur Rabbi Meir. Rabbi said, not true. Amos, I went to learn this case. Bizman, she nimtso a zomim be aidus nefashites. Only about to be an aid zomim in the most severe category in murder, capital crimes. I believe nimtso a zomim be aidus mamain. But he's found to be an aid zomim only vis-a-vis monetary. Ain't no puzzle, El Isaidus Babad is only puzzle for that type of testimony, for monetary testimony, and not for the more severe testimony. Rabbi Yezik Rabbanan, who say over here that the gambler can testify capital crimes. It's like the mafioso who turns state evidence, right? Whatever they call the squealers. What? Only there they even take hitmen, I think, to testify. They don't necessarily. Gamblers, hitmen, they're all the same thing. Okay, in any event, across the board, Krebi Lezer. Man, and Kayomi, this gets back to the Mishnah. Man, you're really that cold? Okay, make you feel guilty. Manakab, what are we talking about? This is actually talking about how to get a guy through tshuva, I think it is. From Shvua Sheker. Is that what we're asking about? No, it's not exactly what we're talking about. How do we know a guy's a choshud? That we don't make him take the shvu, we switch the shvu route to the other guy. Right, how do we know a guy's a suspect? So what are we talking about? If there's a guy here...
No, still not.
No, it was right the first time. I skipped a line. Hakoshu b'shvua. I'm even awake and I skipped that line. That's amazing. Hakoshu b'shvua, may Masai Makabin also. I skipped that line. Yes, my friend Mikhanal Haba.
Yeah, couldn't it be sledgehammer to hear?
No.
The logic behind it?
No.
No?
No. Even if Eid Zoyim is a Chiddush.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Lamaisa, he's Apostle Adas.
Wouldn't you want to limit the scope of the Kiddush, though?
Yeah. I guess you could pass sledgehammer in.
Yeah, you could. You're right.
There's nothing compelling.
No, compelling. I mean, but yeah, that machlokes doesn't appear in the Yerushalmi at all since by Rava. But maybe you can. Maybe you can. It's possible. Actually, I take it back. It would indicate some significant creativity, but not necessarily sheker. Okay. Says, can you expect higher praise than that? Okay. Achashim Mishmoah. So he was the suspect, the lion, and oath. May Messiah come and himself, and when do we accept his tshuva? Mishyova Bebeisu, when he comes in court, the Yom Achashini, and says, I admit I'm a suspect to lie. Manaka, what are you talking about? Imbu the Koim Chayav Lechavrei Shvua. So tell you about a guy who owes an oath. So what does he want to do, the scheming fellow? He wants to get out of the oath by saying, I can't take the oath, I'm a choshud, right? You think we believe it? Right? So says the Gemara. Basin Moshim. It says, Basin. I just goofed. Scratch what I just said a moment ago. Because this Mara says it's the opposite. Mara says, Mara, the guy who's required to take a shvua. And we know it's the chashud. So, in his refusal, there is no great tshuva. Because, anyway, Basin wouldn't make him swear. Right? They know he's a chashud. They're not going to make him swear. So Basin must be still a chashud. So where's the case where it indicates some degree of tshuva to admit that he's a chashud? Person goes to the Beis Din where they don't know him. And there he comes liable to make a shvua. Right? The Yemar Lon, and he tells the other Beis Din, which doesn't know, Ha'ugavar chashudu. It's a fascinating thing. He's willing to admit, I don't understand how this indicates tshuva, but that's what it says. A guy is willing to admit in a basis where they don't know that he's a choshud. That he's a choshud, that's a form of tshuva. You understand that?
Yeah, because he could stay quiet. The fact that he volunteers choshud.
But that makes him always choshud automatically? Isn't that a self-fulfilling vicious cycle? In other words, all I have to do to get out of being a choshud is admit that I am a choshud. But if I am a choshud, then maybe I'm lying what I'm saying now. Right? Because you only have my verbal assurance. So it's a funny Gemara. I don't understand exactly what this indicates any true one. I really don't.
Maybe it falls off once he has an opportunity to be a choshud and he tells everyone that he is.
That's what it says here. You're right. But I don't understand why it should be that way. Okay. So it says the Gemara.
I wouldn't even accept his statement
that
says he's a chashud. What? You wouldn't accept his statement.
No. Because the rationale is that he could lie, since we don't know he's a liar, if he wanted to remain a liar, he would remain a liar.
Well, we don't accept his thing, whatever he says about him being a liar. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, but if a person can do it, they're doing tshuva.
But not, investment will not accept the statement. Maybe outside investment we can accept it for purpose of tshuva, but investment we won't accept the statement.
Mm-hmm.
Ignore it.
I don't know if that's true about taking a shvua. It might be true only about the tinus, which are tiny. But you're right. Look, I certainly, even if your question is not difficult, I still don't understand what's going on here. So I'm going to assume your question is difficult as well. So anyway, the Gemara does change its tune. Says the Gemara, "Apu dukoyim v'chayav leishvua." No, we're talking about a case here too. That a guy standing, even if he's standing in our own basin, in other words, in town, we know he's a choshud. But chayav leishvua, it's a case where the other guy owes him a shvua, not he himself is supposed to take a shvua. The other guy is supposed to take him a shvua. And he's willing to be machle the other guy shvua against him. Or it's somebody who's known to be able to demand a shvua and has machle it. So therefore, such an individual is considered to be have done tshuva, even though he's going to lose money as a result. person is willing to lose money not to see a shvuah said, lest it be a shvuah sheker, that's a sign of piety, restored piety in that individual accepting shvuah. Okay? Says the Gemara further. Is that clear? Maybe I just brushed it off quickly. What? Did you get it? It's a sign of piety. I'm willing to forego shvuah and forego money. It's a spindel, again, it's a spindel principle in reverse. If I'm willing to forego money and forego a shvuah, so that means whatever chashad I had in shvuah, I have indicated by my piety and not requiring the other guy to take a shvuah, then I've done shvuah.
Then his status of chashad falls off.
Falls off, right. Once you've lost money in the cause of preventing shvuah, I said in the reverse. Once you've lost money in the cause of protecting the world from false fools, then you can sit there in tshuva. Okay? Rabbi Yeshua Markumi Lukami Rabbi Ami. This is actually going back to our Mishnah. It said in our Mishnah, Chazra Shvua, the Shvua, if both of them are Chazra Shvua, Chazra Shvua Lum Koyma. What does it mean, Chazra Shvua Lum Koyma? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua, again, Rabbi Yeshua Markumi Rabbi Ami Shem Rabban and Tamon. The name of Rabbi Zbavel, Chaz the Shvua Lesina. The Shvua goes back to Mount Sinai. In other words, Mount Sinai, Hashem said, don't make false oaths. And therefore, nobody can take a Shvua. Since nobody can take a Shvua, Beis Din removes themselves from judging this case. Hung jury, hung trial, mistrial. No way to judge the case. Wait for evidence. Says the Moleh, that's Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yochum Sherbiani said, Chaz the Shvua Lebailin. No, the first guy was supposed to take Shvua, was supposed to get it back. Hi, he can't take it because he's suspect. Or, in Achnami, since he can't take the Shvua, so therefore he's got to pay. So he put it back to wherever it should have gone. Since that guy can't take the Shvua, that's the guy who loses. Right? Period. Madamar, well, actually, it's Machlokas, and we go on with it. Madamar Chaz the Shvua Sinai. The one who holds the Shvua goes back to Mount Sinai. Kamisha ain't kind of atheist. This is if there's no testimony at all. I'm also Chaver Levarai, back to the evidence. Madamar Chaz the Shvua Bailim. He holds the Shvua goes back to the original, to initial owner thereof. Nimadu Gavra Choshen, since he's suspect, and he can't take the shvuah, kum shalem lei, so you have to get up and pay. Halacha hei. My ayacha masisin, achen vani apikoso. A storekeeper, shopkeeper is believed to test with the shvuah on matters written into his ledger. Keitzad, also, lo shomar lo, not that he says, oh, kasumi kasi, it says in my ledger, shal chayavli mazayim zuzi, you owe me $200, and I take a shvuah to that effect, that does not work. That's not the type of ledger entry which works. Ella, rather, Omar Lo, it's more complicated. You said to a guy, the Ba'abais concedes something. That Omar Lo, the Ba'abais concedes that he said to the storekeeper, Tain Livni, give to my son Sasaim Chitim, two measures of grain, Ulupal Abisela to my workers, give a seller as their salary, so the money. Who am I Nasati? He says, I gave, and the son or the worker said they didn't get their salaries. Who nishbav and oitel, he takes a shvua, the chenvoni takes a shvua, that whatever it says he was told to do, he did. Vanish by minotim, and then they take a shvua and take as well. Omer announced that Anna said, "El vel boindin de shtua shav." Somebody's lying. Why is somebody lying? Because the chenvoni says he paid the workers. The workers say they weren't paid. If you have to both take a shvua, no matter what, somebody's lying, right? El or rather, who noitel shlo b'shua veinatlim shlo b'shua. So Benanas just lumeis shvua. Says everybody gets paid. Benanas would rather have double payments made than have a shvua taken. So therefore, we don't pass on like Ben Bananas. Says Machen Mani Apinkoposko, Pinkosu Lobin Maki, Fugomru. It said in our Mishnah, a storekeeper on his ledger, we're not talking about where he loaned that money or sold on credit. Why not? Shuoy Melo, because the customer says, Kasafta Bezeh, you wrote with this hand, Machoik Bezeh, erased with that hand. It's kind of like an idiomatic phrase. What it means is that maybe just forgot to erase my loan when I paid you back. So therefore, that's not a valid statement which upon which one can base a shvua, according to this Mishnah, actually. So therefore, it has to be a shvua based on some evidentiary claim. Okay, if there's no evidentiary claim, there's no shvua involved. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Omer, this is a new thing. Rabbi Omer, Omerani, Shu El Nishboy Vne Elu. Whatever the oaths are already taken by the storekeeper and the workers, since they contradict each other, let them take in front of each other. Why? Maybe some of them embarrassed to lie. Of course, we know that's not true. But maybe some of them embarrassed to lie. Someday, maybe somewhere, such thing will happen. Why? They have to take it. Okay? Before Bill Clinton became president. Says Mohammed Tamar. He's such a bizarre to the country. I'm embarrassed that I actually had a half meeting to vote for Gore at this point. Okay. Says the Mar. What? You think Gore was involved in Rich at all?
No.
Okay, fine. Hard at Tamar.
Clinton has spoken to Gore in months.
Okay, we can be done with cops for a second. Okay. Hard at Tamar, Shaloy, Bishaloy, Mido Imo. This is only talking about where he didn't put the guy, the new act, the new issue again. There's only talking about where the bias did not put, and I don't know exactly why this is. It's obviously some sort of umdra. So the whole case of our mission where the Chenvani is believed on his Pinchas is when he went to the Chenvani and told the Chenvani to pay the Paulim, and then Paulim claimed they weren't paid. The Chenvani plays, he wasn't paid. But the halatay shloim yoimo way didn't take the chenvani to the workers and put them in front of each other and say, "Mr. Chenvani here, the workers are supposed to pay. Mr. Workers here, you are the chenvani who's supposed to pay you." Right? Avamidim we put them together. In ba'abayis chayav klum. And some reason which I don't fully understand, we don't trust the chenvani in that case. We assume since the workers know who he is, I guess is it. We assume since the workers know who he is and he knows where the workers are. So therefore, that matters for them to resolve between the two of them. It's only where they're not aware of each other's identity, necessarily, that it becomes a matter between the Baal Bais and the Chenvani. If it's Chenvani and the workers, then it's between him and they. Him and they and him, and not between him, them and the Baal Bais. Okay? I don't know why. Again, I don't know why. But somehow, when you connect the two of them together in front of you, so then, in that case, the Chenvani loses credibility. Okay? So it says, like the case, it says you're the Mar, which means he said, but because it says the case is actually the case concerning the principles, not a case related by the principles. Kador Rabbi Bar Shalom. He put the porters by the storekeeper. Same idea we're just discussing. Asum. So the storekeeper, the porters came. And they let it be known to Lo Yavilon that they weren't paid. Asum to come Rabbi Shemi. The case came from Rabbi Shemi, and he said, "Bima, it should be the ilun." One word, not two words. The Ilunk Feilaya. Since these storekeepers, it says here, Yemar, they will say, but obviously it's a typo. It should be instead Amru. Amron, right? They said, Mesabosole, right? Masbus, rather, that you were paid. Lace so failed Elon ve'elon Musov. Neither of them get Ella Yisbun. Rather, they. Oh, wait. It's a question, or it's Bitmiya. Then Asu Zukun Rabbi Sher Shimi. Okay, they came from Shimi. He said, "Imad it should be the Elon Kveilaya." Since these storekeepers, Amran, they said, "Misavos." You guys, the porters got Leso Fan Dylan Van Musavis, and ultimately that the store, both the storekeeper and the workers, are going to get reimbursed. Says, "We're no, obviously not Ella Yisbun." Rather, they get paid It shouldn't instead be kvar, it should say mikfula kaflaya. The bakers pay the porters, but lemaisa, in this case, there is no issue of there's no issue of the Baal Bayis reimbursing the chen money. Okay, again, it's basically this case, we don't understand why it's true. But in the case of the Chenvani, you know, I said, storekeeper meet the porters meet the storekeeper. Now, even though the Chenvani came, so he wasn't paid, Lemaise doesn't get paid by the Baal boss. It's between him and the workers. Okay? So that's basically what it's supposed to be. Eliyaspun mikfeilaya, the last three words, they get paid by the storekeeper, but the storekeeper has no recourse to go back to the Baal Bayis. Okay? I can't explain it because I don't understand it. But somehow, putting them all together, it's almost like that loch of Mamach Leishtan, which I hadn't gotten. Putting them all together, but it's not. Because Mamach Leishtan is unique aloha by alone. But it's almost the same thing. But at that point, I lose my responsibility for a buck. For no son, he gave it to him. Armelose said to Elisadino, so the storekeeper said, give me your buck. Armelose said, Nasati, look, I gave it to you. Nasata ban pali, you put it in your cash box. Yishava babayis. Babayis takes notes that he paid and doesn't have to pay again. Nasazin, he gave a buck. He gave him a buck. First, Armelose said, give me the fruit. Armelose said, I gave you the fruit already. Basically, put him in your fridge. Yishava chenvani. The storekeeper takes the oath and he's exempt. The fruit he has the upper hand. If he wants to claim he was paid, he can claim he was paid. If he claims he wasn't paid, he can claim he wasn't paid. He has the upper hand since he has the possession, which is 9/10 of the law. Armel Shukhariv said to a storekeeper, Tell him in a mold, not a storekeeper, a money changer. Tell him in a mold, give for a dinner smaller coins, for Nasan Lo, and he gave him the smaller coins. And then the money changer says, Tell him, yes, Satino, give me the larger coin. Armel Shukhariv said, Satino, look, I gave it to you already. The Satino, they put in your cash box. You show up, that he gave. He gets off the hook. Thus, the Baal Bayis didn't. If the opposite case is true, he gave him the money. Harmelo, he said, "Tainly yetsavos." Now, give me the smaller coins. Harmelo, and then the Baal, the Chemini said, the Shulchani said, "Nesati milchoi, you I gave them to you. Pishlach le'tokisel, you put him in your wallet. Yishav Shulchani." The money changer takes the oath. He then gets off the hook. The Yehuda says, get another car, it's Bedell principle. The money changer never gives the larger coins. Achu noitos dinar until he gets the smaller coin. The smaller coin until he gets the larger coin. Okay, so we always give the assumption that the payment was not made. Okay?
What about the first
derisha? The derisha is not shulchani, so it's not necessarily true. Chenvonim do sell on credit. Grocers sell on credit. Money changers. No credit. Now, there's so many different pshatim, and I gotta give so many people A's for creativities on the pshat in this Gemara, in this line, Rav Chiya Amar Machlekes. But after all is said and done, the best pshat is the pshat of, in my opinion, the Shinas David, Rav David Karliner, who says, Rav Chiya, the Machlekes in Yerushalmi, and he brings other places as well, means there are chiluke dinim. Not there's a Machlekes. Not that there's an issue between two Tanoim to Amorim, but rather there are chilukim to be made. There are distinctions, finer points to be made in this halacha. That's what it means. We have to make distinctions. What are the distinctions? For example, Amrei Di Rabbi Yehuda says, Amosai, when is it true that we don't give credence to one over the other? When the basket is between the two of them, if one of them is holding onto it, so then it should say hamoitzim chaver love a raya. Then he has the benefit of a moitzim chaver a love a raya in opposing the other person in court. Okay. Whereas possession has, so he can say moitzim chaver a love a raya against the other guy. As the Maraoli Machlokas says, another distinction here. Hodah Tamar Bech Sanoi. when does a money changer not give money on, you know, give the small coins until he gets a big coin? By a foreigner, a tourist in the city. I will be Ben Eloy, but if it's a member of the city in good standing, so undoubtedly then he starts to eat those, you know, that could happen. Because he trusts the guy. So he gives a larger coin before getting the small, he gives small coins before he gets the larger coin. So Nafkimina, where you are geographically, and what the situation is in terms of where the parameters are about this issue of when a shvuah is taken or a shvuah is not taken based on the return of the objects or not. Says no further. Just as I said, hapogemes k'suvasa, somebody, a woman who damages the k'suva. Do you remember what hapogemes k'suvasa means? Anybody remember? The woman concedes that she already, the man can claim that he paid the whole thing, but the woman concedes that she got paid at least a portion of it. What does that automatically make her? Might have a mixtach. You can see she got paid part of it, so it's might have a mixtach. Okay, shame shema pogemis k'suvasa lo tiprav. She's just like a woman who's pogemis k'suvasa. She doesn't collect unless she takes a shvuah. So to and veidech amini she perua. If one witness testifies that the k'suva was paid up, and lo tiprav v'shuah, she has to take a shvuah. Minchasim shubanim. So to minchasim shubanim from property which was sold by the k'rut debtor. And now the creditor wants to collect. They'll say he's selling for the property owned already by the orphans. And a woman who collects for mizonos without her, when her husband's not around, they can only collect through an oath. Okay, some is sold to orphans. They shouldn't even pay up other orphans unless they take a shvuah. What are they the shvuah they have to take? Shall be to no Abba or Father not command us anything about this issue. Shall Amara no Abba or Father not tell us anything about this issue. Shall Matsina Starbitch shows us Shalaba, we didn't find a document among Father's documents. She starts at Peru, we didn't find that this was paid up. In other words, it was very prepaid. Hey, Rabbi Yochanan Broga, Yochanan Broga testified, Shafil Nolad Ben Lacha Misa Sa'av, that even the son was born after the death of the father, Harei Zeh Nishba V'Noito. He could take a shvuah and take his rightful inheritance. What's the chiddush? I don't know what the chiddush is, I don't know. What we're saying is that, a kid was born after his father's death, and there's an issue which requires a shvuah. I guess we're giving credibility to a kid who wasn't even alive during his father's lifetime. I don't know exactly. Anyway, if the guy could say our father didn't tell us anything, we didn't find any other document among father's documents, and so on and so forth, then he's believed, it says here, even if he was born after his father's death. Because all he has to do is claim that he didn't find anywhere that the any contradiction to this claim which he is either staking or defending or something to that extent.
He's eligible for the same degree of
Yerusha
if he's born after his
right, family. So it's probably a similar halacha, that's right. Okay? So the Mahir Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Shafil Noah ben Lacha Mitzav, raising Nishma Menoitel, takes the Shuan, gets her, Shin Amir Mish, Adim Shomra, Bishas Misoso, Shtar Zayin Apuro. Oh, you know what? If we're talking about getting Storos and collecting the Storos, it's only at the father actually said before he died that this note was never collected, then, that this star was never collected, then he takes without a shvuah altogether.
Isn't
the halacha that more to collect from yourself?
You have to make a shvuah.
No. That shvuah has it. That's going to be the next halacha. First halacha, right? Look at the Gemara, first Gemara. I'm Rabbi Zeir 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 Taplan Chesav. Rabbi Zeir Kulun Kein Shvuas Torah. You are Dulan. All these cases in our Mishnah, the reason why the Shvuah is so important over here is because it's about Shvuah, something similar to Shvuah the Raisa. Even though the Raisa is no Shvuah, it's a Neutlin, right? But nevertheless, they make them similar to the Raisa in order to have to hold the Sefer Torah or some other object in order to make the Shvuah. So regular case, what you're referring to is Takana Rabbana, anybody who collects takes a shvuah sesed without mentioning Hashem's name, without holding an object. But these are more severe shvuahs. That's why they have very limited parameters. Okay? So again, getting back to the end of the Mishnah, I was getting confused there. Lamaisa, the Yisraelim only connect with the Shavua, right? They have to testify that the father never told them anything, and they haven't found that the star was acted upon by the father. The other man Broca says even somebody who's born after his father's death, he can make that shvua and collect, right? Shagamil says if they're aiding that the father said at the time of his death that the star was never collected, then he can even circumvent the entire process of shvua, which is a big chiddush. Okay? But it's not so big, means it can circumvent the shvua d'oraisa. You'll still have to take the shvua d'rabbana. Shvua seser that you never actually, or the shvua kein d'oraisa. You're nishma avinoita, by definition of shvua d'rabbana, but you can get out of the higher degree of shvua d'rabbana and take the lesser degree of shvua d'rabbana. That's what it connotes. Okay? So says more further. Again, Amrei says, kulun kein shvua star yardulen. Those shvua, like shvua d'oraisa, that's why it's such an issue. Now, Ksuva Saisha, the Ksuva woman, now I'm going to change the Gersos here. We had this action Ksuvas, and I changed the Gersos then, and I'm going to change the Gersos now. Ksuva Saisha, the Ksuva woman, I understand, why should she ever have to take a Shua? It should be, obviously. Ligvos? Isn't it? Why should she ever take a Shua? She's only on the Ksuva. That's proof positive. What else do you need? Says, Ma'el Kemisha Gava, Ella should be. Bimisha Gavas. Should be Bimmi, not Kimbi. Ella Bimmi. Bimisha Gavas is talking about a woman who collected part of her ksuva. Oh, Bikan Veilchman, you're in. Hu Tova, says Vehu, but should be who? Hu Tova, Ketova, Bimtova Shoshtar, Bishtar Shomasaim. Barua. It's as if he claims that the document of $200 is paid up. Vaymeres, and she's might have been mixas, because she's bogemes. She says, Taka ain't el amono. It's Taka only $100 you are that you owe me, not $200. Oh, if that's the case, Loti Parra, it should say Nifras below, but it should be Loti Parra elabishvua. Why? Because she's a might have been mixas. She concedes that part of her husband's denial is legitimate. So therefore, if she's going to collect, she has to collect with might have mixas. Shvua d'oraisa. The truth is, mamish shvua d'oraisa. I don't think so, because she's taking shvua to collect. But it is a shvua. It could be considered a shvua d'oraisa because it actually is that she's fighting to retain the chiyuv of her ksuva, and she's moedim b'miksas that the chiyuv is no longer there. I don't think it's enough to make a shvua d'oraisa mamish. Shvua d'oraisa mamish is when you're fighting to defend money. You're fighting to defend the right to your shvua. And to collect on ksuva, and to collect on your ksuva. So I think it's still only shvua d'rabbanan. But lemaisa, it's certainly kein d'oraisa that this might be mixas, and therefore it's certainly like shvua satara. Okay, Tabi, you looked over there. Hapogemes ksuva also is chayv teka shvua lo tipar b'shvua, right? Ketzad, what's the case of pogemes? Hoysa ksuva se'elav zuz, the ksuva is $1,000, Mamlai's kabalt, and he said to you, I paid you ksuva seich, you received it, v'yomer, she says, lo is kabalt yelamona. I only got $100, so Tibra Lishwish has taken a shvua. Tani, we learned, however, a pogemes of a law of pocheses. Only a woman is pogemes, not a pocheses. What's a pocheses? That's where the ksuba says $200. And he says he receives it all. But she says, I didn't get anything. Okay, so it's not moide at all. But I am moide, but I moide that what it says in ksuba is not what we made up secretly between the two of us. In other words, I secretly agreed to take less from you. So in that case, not Moedim Miksas, because Moedim Miksas is where she agrees that she already got paid something. But she's Pocheses, and that she claims, she says that the Ksuva should not be construed as being for its total face value. So it's interesting. In that case, we say she collects without a Shvua. Because everybody concedes that, he says he paid the whole thing. But since she didn't damage the document still stands, and circumvents her needs for shvua. If she might have mixed us about having received part of it, then she would have to take a shvua like a might have mixed us. But she denies she receives any of it, and it's merely that she says the ksuva has to be reinterpreted or has to be discarded because it's not good the way it's written. That's not enough to say the might have mixed us, just to have to take a shvua, and she collects on the ksuva as is. Migo that she could have collected the whole ksuva, really. Yeah.
Why would it take her word that she's...
Right, she can only collect up to... No, of course, she can only collect up to whatever she claims the Ksuba actually was written for. But that's not the parameter of Moedim and Mikzas. Mikzas where you can see the cash already has changed hands. Okay? Now, Chizdeboy, now the truth is there's a line missing here, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin brings it down. It says, Amravi Ba, Rabbi Ba said, Hachi Nisamris. This is a way to learn. Pagam Avi Star of a Beis in a Mace Eno Govan. In other words, the Shemuel said in our Mishnah, if the father, before he died, said in Beistin that part of this document is no longer collectible, so then the children don't collect. Okay? Rabbi Chizda asked, Chizda said, why is it just Beistin? This is back in the Gemara. But could begin the Achtagim, but see also, because he walked two steps into the basin, should be humafsid, he loses, and then it should say, U pogamo chutz the basin at mar goiva. If he could only damage the obligation written in when he was inside basin, you say he still collects. Kibnation, pogo basin at mar no goiva, just because he damaged its obligation in basin, he no longer collects. It doesn't seem to make a big difference between inside and outside basin, but in fact, that's why we pass it, obviously, that Titus made outside the basin are meaningless. And the only thing which is self-incriminating or which caused them to have to abide by something, or for that matter can cause them advantage, is something which is stated in basin. So therefore, if the father is poking his, the document, the basin says part of it was paid, or then tough on the kids. But if you said the same thing out of base, then it doesn't make a cues of a difference, and the kids can just collect on the star without any further issue. Okay? All right, we'll stop here for this evening.